G'day, Jimmy. How are you, mate?
Good, thanks. Yourself?
Yeah, going really well. So there's a story we were just talking about around here in Sydney today that, well, ANZ Stadium, all things, you know, continuing as far as a relapse in coronavirus in Victoria is concerned, could end up with the AFL Grand Final. I know how that would be received in Victoria, South Australia and Western Australia. Wouldn't be popular.
Yeah, it wouldn't be popular at all. Apart from the Victorians jumping up and down, you're right. Then South Australia and Western Australia to jump in as well. But the difficulty with it all is that the AFL and the MCC just renegotiated a deal to take it out to 2057 4 years. So there's a contract in place. It'd have to be significant, probably financially, both for the MCC and the AFL to shift it. It all comes down to dollars and cents, doesn't it?
Yeah, it would. But wouldn't there be a clause in the contract somewhere, Jimmy? I mean, if they can only, you know, a capacity at the MCG, if they're only allowed to have 30 or 40,000 people in there, would they still demand it be played there? Or would there be an angle for the AFL to say, well, hang on, you know, the contract is not what was promised, and commercially, it's more viable for us to take it to another venue?
Yeah, look, I'm not sure many contracts around the world would have had pandemic conditions in it. So I think they could, probably argue that point a fair bit. It's what goes on around Grand Final as well as Melbourne. So you'd have, I think, a lot of people from the business sector as well jumping up and down. So if you could have 30 to 40,000, that means you can have the activations around the ground. You can have the different things going on in the city. Look, I'm open to it. I'm not ruling it out. I'm just trying to work the way through it as far as, you know, people are set on the Grand Final being at the MCG. I have no issue with it being played in this year of all years in New South Wales, Queensland, anywhere. Play it anywhere. I'm just happy to do it. But they say the Grand Finals are a corporate affair anyway. So I guess that's an argument in your favour, Loz. But yeah, it'll be filled up by high-paying ticket holders and not necessarily for the fans. That's why they say prelim final week is more for the fans.
Tough couple of months, though, Jimmy, if they lost the AFL Grand Final and then lost Boxing Day Test Match. Can you imagine Warnie? Warnie and Bill Laurie, they would want to destroy the world.
Oh, well, it'd be, they might as well turn the place into a great housing development, shouldn't they? It's right in the centre of town. It's fetch a good dollar. Oh, geez. They'd go crazy if they lost both. But the Western Australian Premier, Mark McGowan, he loves jumping up on his soapbox and declaring stuff. And he encourages his state to be proactive and ambitious. And no doubt he'd have them all fired up. If we can't get the Grand Final, what's next in our sight? The Boxing Day Test.
It's still water to go under the bridge, but you know, you never know. I suppose you just got to keep open minded about it, and fingers crossed that everything starts to settle down sooner rather than later. But Jimmy, GWS, what happened to them last week against the Bulldogs?
Yeah, that was not very good result for my Giants there. But the Bulldogs were fantastic. They were under the pump. Going back to last year about not being tough enough, and I think we spoke about this, probably the worst thing you'd be called in sport is being soft. And they were starting to get that tag, and didn't they come out? They stood up to, I guess, the physical barrage of the Giants, and then probably turned the tables, were just much harder at the footy and the man in the end.
How do they turn it around against Collingwood this week?
Geez, they've got to play some good footy. Collingwood, probably with Port Adelaide, are equal premiership favourites early. They are impossible to score against. They've played 3 games of footy, and they've only given up on average about 36 points. So they are unbelievably solid. They've got to be aggressive still, aggressive at the ball, and then they've got to be brave. It sounds a little bit counterintuitive, but you've got to take more risks. When you're down on sort of form and you're out a bit of a rhythm, you've actually got to take a few risks and get that energy back going in your game.
Jimmy, what about the Swannies? They've been impressive. Obviously, no Buddy Franklin, but big game tonight as well. But they look to be in a bit of form and got some confidence.
Yeah, Clarkie, I think the Swannies, they've got a good side. So they'll beat the sides around them and they'll challenge the ones above them. I don't think they're still a top four or a top six side. But it's really interesting, the Swannies makeup. Their side is actually, this is just my opinion, I don't think their side's actually suited to their home ground, their SCG. So that's when they went and beat the Kangaroos down here at Marvel, it gives their side the opportunity to move around and play with freedom. They went and picked up two guys from other clubs, two little small forwards. And then you add that to Papley, who's a small forward. Isaac Heaney's not that tall. Will Hayward's not that tall in their forward line. So they've got this forward line and mix of super creative, highly talented, sort of small to mid-sized forwards. But on the SCG, it's very difficult for those sort of guys to find some room and space. So, I think their biggest difficulty is playing their games at home.
Punters are all over them to win this game tonight against the Dogs. They were $2.05 Monday morning. They're now $1.70 favourites, with the Dogs going from $1.80 out to $2.20 with Tab. Wanted to touch on, again, Matt Rau, who we mentioned last week from the Gold Coast. Now, he has even been put in Brownlow medal conversations this week. Jimmy, are people going mad? Is this a product of the coronavirus as well? Or is he a genuine contender? A rookie. He's played, what, four games?
Yeah, well, of course he's a contender, because his last two games have been the clear best on ground. So I think what people are doing is, well, he's got six votes, and they're trying to go around the competition and find out, well, who else has got six or more votes. And he's a clear standout, because he wins a truckload of it. He plays in the midfield, which helps. He's got red hair, which is the new blonde hair, I guess. It stands out, because every other player's peroxided their hair. And he kicks goals too as a midfielder. A midfielder who sort of runs through the stoppage and kicks goals, attracts a lot of attention. And probably on the other end, it's probably the old boys who are the other Brownlow favourites, in Travis Boak from Port Adelaide and Scott Pendlebury from Collingwood.
What did you make of this Connor McKenna story? Coronavirus, and then the game being put off, and now he's tested negative. And did he break the rules, Jimmy?
Well, He sort of has, but he hasn't as well. So there's really strict protocols on AFL players. They're pretty much they're housebound. They're not allowed to visit people. They're only allowed to sort of hang out with if they've got a housemate. He went and visited his host family, who put him up when he first came out from Ireland. And then there was an open house inspection, which it was a little bit of a grey area. But trying to read through the papers, it sounds like, do you remember when Donald Trump go, I was positively negative. Yes. That's what you're trying to make sense, because he went negative, 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 irregular, positive, positive, negative. All in the space of 6 days. So if Connor McKenna can self-cure coronavirus in 4 days, he should be on the world tour right now.
Love it. Just lastly, Jimmy, we're going to have all your selections up on our social platforms as well, but want to ask you about your mob. Well, firstly, just can you put your finger on why there's been so many upsets, and wanted to lead into your old mob, the Cats, who suffered that upset against Carlton last week. Why has there been so many upsets, do you think?
Oh, I think there's a bit of the home ground advantage is not as big this year. No crowds. I think it feels like for some players getting the mindset, well, it's just like match practice at training. And then even that, I think some players and clubs, it's very easy to find excuses and not be completely switched on. You only need to be 4 or 5% off and you'll get rolled at AFL level. And I think that's happening a bit to some teams. Whether the lack of contact training for some guys and some clubs is affecting the way they're playing. So if you're always sort of just doing kick mark, skill-based drills, you can sort of take a bit of that mindset to the game, and you don't take care of the fundamentals, which is the contested football and tackling and all that pressure and absorbing the pressure. And I think that can drift into some clubs' games.
What about if you're a Richmond supporter? How concerned should you be about your team's form? I mean, after round one, they were winning the competition again, and all of a sudden people have started to question whether they've got the right attitude and whether they're hungry enough to win another comp.
Yeah, look, Richmond last year were 7-6 at one stage. I know we've got a shortened season, but they've done this the last couple of years, that their first part of the year, they've probably been 50-50 or 500, like break even, and then they come home with an absolute wet sail and flog everyone. So when I've been to all their games since the resumption of play, it just seems to me like a bit of a connection issue. I wouldn't be too stressed. Richmond were renowned for forward handball and really aggressive running. That just seems to be not in their game at the moment, which it can be turned around within 5 minutes, because their backline has still been very, very good. Their backline's playing very well. They're just lacking a little bit of cohesion going forward, which I think for an experienced side like the Tigers, but they can turn around that in a quarter.
Jimmy, great to talk to you as always, mate. Have a great weekend.
Thanks, guys.